This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
And we are live from ESPN Studios in the Seaport District, New York City. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. And we are presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number for you to be part of Barton Hahn Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. ESPN Nation is presented by Dr. Pepper. College football is heating up. The fans are hyped. Return to glory with Fansville by Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. Fresh off an appearance on First Take is the man, Bart Scott, looking spiffy.
Are you rested?
I'm good.
You've been up since yesterday.
This is what we do, man. We multitask. That's what we do. It's all good.
No doubt, man.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'll tell you what, though. There's a lot to talk about today, but the thing that really stands out to me, there's two things off of last night that I couldn't get over when it comes to what was a game that we knew was going to be a great matchup, an early clash of the Titans between the Brooklyn Nets and the Golden State Warriors. And the first thing I thought was, man, Steph Curry is still that guy.
Yes, you know he's looking for
9 threes, 37 points, and that third quarter, the game flipped. Nets couldn't make a shot, and really nobody could make a shot. Only guy that was really making shots that night was Steph Curry. But Bart, I got to ask you a question. Picture, if you will, you are playing with the Baltimore Ravens in the heyday of the Baltimore Ravens, right? And give me a team. All right. The Steelers are in town, or how about give me a team from the West that was really good when you were with the Ravens, like a dominant Western Conference.
The
team.
Chargers,
okay.
The Chargers, Phillip Rivers, lights out, Sean Merriman, Antonio Gates, LT.
All right, so they're in. They're playing in Baltimore, and you guys don't have a great game.
Yeah.
Game starts turn second half, and all of a sudden you're hearing Phillip Rivers behind center, and you're an MVP chance. Or maybe LT goes for breaks another one open, and when they do, everybody just starts chanting his name in your building. Would you feel a certain way about that?
That sounds like some Los Angeles Rams stuff. You know what I mean? Where the teams come over and they take over. That's disrespectful.
SoFi, yeah.
That's disrespectful because you have a great player that is an MVP candidate. That's what makes that.
That's
even
why
worse.
I said your Ravens teams, like you guys had Ray, like you had guys that were hometown, beloved,
dominant, Hall of Fame
superstars, right?
Wow.
Because fans, like this has become a fan discussion today. That from a fan perspective and media made a big deal of this, and a lot of it feels like it's sort of, it's like, are you guys making too much of this? I want to know what a player thinks of this.
I think that's disrespectful because it's like, really, who are you? I can see if they were a bad team and like, okay, the Golden State was a good team and they came in and everybody showed up to see Golden State. Your team is picked number one overall favorite to win the championship.
Yes.
And you're going to sit up here and you're going to disrespect us. You ungrateful. It's like Denzel in Training Day. You ungrateful mother. I'm pinning cases on all you. Are you saying I'm Kevin Durant?
Yeah.
Like, and that brings up a whole nother discussion. And I want to ask this to the fans.
Go ahead.
Our listeners.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. At Bart and Hahn on Twitter, in case you want to answer on there.
This might be some straight talk, real talk, forever talk.
Whatever talk. Go. What is it?
Has Steph Curry, in your mind, passed Kevin Durant up as the best player in the NBA?
What?
Because that discussion has been LeBron James, Kevin Durant.
Mm-hmm.
But because LeBron James has been injured, the better part of the end of last year and the beginning of this year, I think the consensus was Kevin Durant's the best player in basketball. But man, Steph Curry's making the case. Every single day, he's doing something that a 33-year-old has never done, right? And Kevin Durant has still been box office. But it's something about watching a little dude do what you used to seeing big dudes do. Steph 6'3". And amongst the trees, he's still dominant. We're used to seeing it. We expect dominance from a guy that's a unicorn, a guy that's 7 feet point guard that can shoot from everywhere. But it is so much harder to be a dominant small man in a game where it's been traditionally dominated by big men.
No one has changed the game. Like very few players change the game. There's great players for every generation, but very few change the game to a point of the way people play. Steph Curry is in the category of players who have had such an impact on the game. The game has changed based on what he has done. You can't say that about a lot of players.
Yeah.
Because some things that are done are just impossible to replicate. But people believe they could do what he's doing. And we're seeing more and more of these logo threes and all this other. Like, he has impacted the game in such a way that there's very few in the history of the game that you could say has had that kind of impact.
I would say, like, really the two most influential people, and I know I'll get in trouble with the people trying to say I'm not a basketball guy, whatever, but I did play basketball, whatever. I would say that him and Wilt Chamberlain probably are the two most impactful players as far as changing the way the game is played. Maybe Kareem, Skyhook, but from changing the game, when we talk about influencing the game, we're talking about from a AAU level, right? Where people run down on fast breaks and they shoot threes. Like, he's given birth to guys like Trae Young.
Yeah.
Right? Guys
Dame
that
Lillard.
Have come up watching him and what he's been able to do. And people didn't think it was possible. And it changed the whole philosophy, the analytics of, okay, listen, we need to shoot more threes because if guys that can shoot the clip like Steph Curry, like, we can't keep up because they can hit way less baskets than us and still create separation. So, like, we see the Knicks. Remember, we were laughing at the Knicks last year. Right, the fact that 2 years ago they led the league in 2-point attempts. You know what I mean? We were making fun of that.
And it didn't matter.
And what do they do now? They went out and they changed the way that they play. James Harden can also be a part of that as well with what James Harden has done to the game as far as drawing fouls, his sidestep.
Right, but what have they done since though? They are already now starting to change that because people are seeing the Harden, you know, drawing fouls. And
so this
step
the Harden
to the
rule.
Right, step
so, he,
to the left.
So this is the Harden rule. So he and Trey.
Yeah, he and Trey. But I'm just saying, look, Kenny Sailors, for people who don't know, I am a basketball guy. Kenny Sailors was the guy that really popularized the jump shot.
Yeah.
You know, before that, people shot with two-hand set shots. Yeah. That's how the game was played. Yeah. It was ugly. Kenny Sailors was the first to come around. Now, I think he's not the first to ever do it. It had been some guys were shooting with one hand, but no one.
It's like the moonwalk, man. Like, moonwalk was there for MJ. Yeah. MJ made it popular.
Yeah, but Kenny Sailors brought it to, like, the professional level and was doing it, and now everybody started emulating the one-handed, you know, what we see today, the jump shot we see today. Right? Before that, it was considered crazy. Magic Johnson, there were players before Magic who were spectacular passers.
Right.
You know, made it look just, you know, like wizardry. But Magic made people in the schoolyards and the CYO gyms do look-away passes, no-look passes and stuff like that. It had been done before, but he
Pistol
made
Pete,
it.
Pistol Pete.
Pistol Pete obviously was one guy who certainly. But Magic kind of made it special.
Yeah.
Like Michael Jordan, you couldn't emulate it, but people tried to double punch, double pump layup. I couldn't double pump dunk, but I could, you know, hitch it. Yeah. And make a layup. Like, that you watch, and all you have to do to know if the game is changing, watch what kids are doing when you put them in a gym and let them go. And so you saw kids who would go to the basket and they try to hang in the air, and that's Michael, right? Or the look away pass, that's Magic. Steph Curry now, you go into a gym, what are kids doing? Three-pointers. They're chucking up three. They're trying to do all these special threes. And that's Steph Curry. He's a special player. Steve Kerr said something very interesting last night. This is Straight Talk, Brett Wright, Straight Talk Wireless, about Curry. And what he is, not just to the NBA, just to his team alone, and why building around him is critical if you want to win another ring.
Steph is, there's never been anybody like him. So he's an offense just by himself. He's an offense because he's going to pull defenders with him 35 feet from the hoop. And then it's a matter of putting smart people around him like Draymond, like Andre, and you know, many others who are going to, you know, take that defensive attention that Steph gets and then play make behind the play.
That's Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. You hear him mention Draymond Green, right? Draymond was on the Manning cast last night, or the night before, I should say. I guess the curse only works for NFL players.
Yeah, it's only NFL.
Because it didn't affect the Warriors last night.
Yeah,
but you heard what he said. He's an offense unto himself.
Yeah.
And if you build properly around him, you get smart players, spacers, all that stuff, you can really get a lot out of Steph Curry. Now, there's plenty to talk about here because there's a lot to discuss on the net side of things and what happened in the building with the MVP chance and everything. But right now, of course, beyond that, I think also it was important to point out Curry's impact on the game. He's going to be 33 this season, or he's going to be 34 this season. Yeah. He's 33 now. And to think, clearly there's enough left in the tank for him to win another ring, Bart.
Yeah, I mean, and it's as one window opens or stays open, so does another close. Because, listen, this Golden State Warriors team was taking receipts. Everybody beating up on them. For the last two seasons without Klay, it's been all fun and games. They become punchlines. Guys are running the score up on them. You know, remember what they did and being at the mercy. He has reinforcements coming. When Klay comes back,
he's doing 5-on-5 now.
If Klay can be anything close to what Kevin Durant was coming from that injury, you talk about, you know, picking up Steph at 35, 40 feet and the ball being wide open, giving the ball to Draymond, and then everybody following Steph as he breaks to the basket to try and get open, and all of a sudden you got the second best shooter arguably in NBA history sitting in the corner, spotting up, ready to catch and shoot. I mean, the rich only get richer. And it's funny that it wasn't really going out and getting Wiggins. It wasn't Wiseman. It's the fact that they were able to bring Draymond back and bring Iguodala back with basketball acumen. Now, his body isn't what he used to be and what he can't do physically, what he used to be able to do. But you saw him a couple of weeks ago talk about smart players, facilitate, being able to give Peyton Jr. like alley-oops, set him up, and get the ball. He had 10 assists. So now you have two smart guys like Draymond out there where you don't have – and everybody knows their role. Like Iguodala knows, I'm not jacking up threes.
How important is that too?
Right. And that's the problem.
Russell Westbrook doesn't know his role. When LeBron does come back, the problem never went away.
Yeah.
Russ, LeBron start to figure out how they can both be alphas on the same court and be dominant and be great.
Right.
The Warriors, it's all built in. Even when Klay comes back, he already knows. Like there's nothing – that's going to change. That's what makes them so unique. That's also what makes them a team that even though we're still early in the season, you can't ignore the potential of what they could be.
Nobody ever got greedy. Nobody ever got remember they built this together. Nobody ever got cocky. Like Draymond ever said, "No, I need to get out of here and become, you know, and cash in and get more money somewhere else."
That's a great point.
Everybody
Who was the one guy that said I have to leave?
Well, it was KD. But that's because he was an import.
But right. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, but he was an import. So, like, him staying, like, it would never be his team. And, like, I understand.
Why would it have to be? Because, it goes back to that.
You know why?
Had everything.
Because what he's competing with is trying to be the greatest ever, Kevin Durant. He's trying to be considered, like, top five greatest of all time.
All right.
To do that, the narrative will always be that he left and he beat a team or joined a team that he was up on the year before. So, listen, great players are driven by different things. He has his championship so he can be secure, right? Just like Harden. He's like, I'll be less now because now it's about the chip. Mm-hmm. Kevin Durant recognized that early, so now he's about legacy, right? Just like Tom Brady, where we talk about Tom Brady and all how he can be hungry when he's full, but everybody on his team can't be. That's why they have a letdown. Kevin Durant is cut from that same cloth. He wanted to prove that he can go and have his own team because even though Kyrie got him there, everybody knows it's Kevin Durant's team. So he's like, let me get my squad and let me show that I can be dominant and win 1-2 championships. And then that puts me in rarefied air because now I got 4 championships just like LeBron. I'm the greatest scorer of all time. Now you have to mention me as top 5. If not, they'll be like, well, you just rode Steph's coattail to get, you know, your 4 championships. Where LeBron left D-Wade, right?
And got
to go
his,
back to Cleveland. Why? Yep. Why did he go back to Cleveland? Because LeBron could have been a bigger man and said, you know what? I'm going to keep this group together and not win, not 5, not 6, not 7, right? But even his ego got in the way because LeBron's not competing for the championships. He don't care about catching Bill Russell. He wants to catch Jordan, but he wants to go say that, you know, because arguably he went where?
But you know,
to Dwayne Wade's team.
It's funny. What you're doing, though, is actually explaining why this era of players of stars are jumping from team to team.
Yes.
Because it's not about winning championships with a franchise. It's about you winning championships. And if I can't do it here, I'll do it somewhere else. But what matters to me is I got to win rings,
mm-hmm.
no matter where it is. I don't care where it is.
Right. Got to get on your resume.
And that's different. And if you're chasing Jordan, You're never going to catch him because why? He won them all with the same team. You're not catching Kobe. But why? He won them all with the same team.
That's why the only one that's in contention is Giannis. Because he went
through Steph.
Steph too. But Giannis as well.
I think that's the difference between Steph and what he's doing. And just what you said about that group. They're like, this was birthed here. Right. We were all part of it.
And it wasn't good.
We got our titles, right? You got three, you can get four.
Yeah.
Right? And now, boy, you get a fourth, and you're in a conversation all of a sudden. Like you're in.
Four is the qualifier.
That puts you up there because you're right behind Kobe.
Tim Duncan.
And right there, right. Like you're in that elite group that separates you from everybody else. But doing it with the same franchise, that's another group.
That's a whole nother group.
That's an even special group. That's even more rarefied air. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. And to be honest, you say KD want to do it on his own. You can't even get your crowd to drown out chants for the opponent in your own building. Kevin, was it really the right choice? Was it really
Garden? Could you imagine Kevin in the Garden?
Well, I tried to.
Kevin wouldn't even have to walk on the ground.
No.
People would be throwing rose petals on the way there.
Carry him.
It probably would be only one jersey ever sold that was the New York Knicks. It would like everybody there would have
no
a
one
Kevin
else
Durant.
Would get a number.
Yeah, everybody else would have Kevin Durant jerseys. Like you know, you go to the Garden, you see like Randall, you see Barrett. It would just be Kevin.
It's
matter of fact, he might be the only player that has his first name on the back of his jersey. It'd just be Kevin.
Kevin. Just to see that last night is one of those moments where you just go, oh God, like. There had to have been a moment in his head where he's going, what the hell is
like? Who does
in
that?
My building?
Even OKC would never do that, right? Because the fan base here is different, right? Because they're New Jersey playing in Brooklyn. So, like, they don't get it. The people that become fans there were never, I don't think, Nets
it's
fans.
It's just the understand, right. Those tickets, first
they're
of all.
They're just like, oh, I live
if
in
If I buy season tickets, I am reselling the hot ticket because I want to make some of my money back.
Yeah.
That's a hot ticket game.
Yeah.
I can get a lot for that ticket. I don't blame people for doing it, but what you do, though, is you sell it now to somebody who's like, I'm not really a Nets fan, but I'll go see Steph Curry play.
Yeah, I just want to see greatness.
And you also have Warriors fans who will travel because, as we know, in this generation, people are fans of good teams,
well,
not
you
home
import.
Teams.
Yeah, you have import.
So that was a setup, unfortunately, because Nets fans are going to get bashed today. But it wasn't Nets fans that were cheering. It's the fact that there were probably a lot of people that, A, a big walk-up.
Yeah.
B, I'm going to resell my ticket
right. And
make some money.
And
so it set up
sold out.
It set up the building to be taken over, and Steph Curry took it over. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. You want to hear from the people on this one?
Let's say this is a hot topic today. Let's say the people.
Yeah, it is a hot topic today. So let's go with a couple of topics on this, including Chris from Long Island to start us off. Hey, Chris. We got you, Chris.
We got you. Take your time.
I
got
to go.
Chris, got to call us back, man. We got Javier in Union City. Javi.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. Listen, I have a request, okay? Mm-hmm. You should take phone calls from us, real Brooklyn fans. And I'm going to tell you how we're feeling today.
Okay,
how you feeling? We don't mind. That's a loss. That is a loss in November, okay? And about the MVP chance, okay? You know what I want? I want our goddess, Kevin, to get mad and make people pay in the playoff. That's fine.
Okay.
It's fine with us.
All right, so
do you think it's fine with Kevin?
But it is about winning championships. But Javi, you got to admit, that's a bad look.
That's disrespectful.
The first big game of the season, and you can't even get the building filled with all your fans?
And I want Kevin to get mad as hell. I want him to get mad.
Yeah, but if you want to get that kind of mad.
In the playoffs.
But it doesn't make it right.
We'll see, Javi. We got
to
go.
It's like your mother coming to the game and cheering for the other team. Like, yo, that's my mom. Like, mom, like, what? I like him.
Sorry, baby. I like him better.
Yeah, he's so charming. Like, what?
Like, he's so nice. He's so sweet. All right, so we'll continue with your calls on this because I do think this is a hot topic today about this. And you don't have to be a Nets fan or a Warriors fan to understand it. It's just the bottom line is, when you have a superstar, see, it's different if your team sucks. Yeah. Like at the Garden, they chanted for Kobe. The Knicks sucked.
They're a championship.
They chanted for Curry got a chance. Again, the Knicks weren't good. When you have a star, Kevin Durant's leading the league in scoring.
Favorite, and you're the favorite to win the championship.
And that happens. I mean, how about this? We'll ask this. Would this happen in your building? I want to ask every fan. Ooh. Doesn't matter what sport. Would this happen?
Call up Detroit.
In your
call
building?
Up Pistons.
888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776. All right. So we'll talk more about this. A great discussion on it. Warriors are going to add another piece. More on them. More on the, again, the reaction out of what you saw at Barclays. All that coming up. But first, Bart has this from Advance Auto Parts.
We're brought to you by DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. We know you have places to go, so don't let a battery hold you back. Get an auto battery that is trusted from the start. Count on reliability, durability, and power of DieHard batteries to get you on the road. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores. Back after this with your calls. Call up! What do you feel?
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Bart and Han.
Everybody needs to take a look at Bart Scott right now on ESPN Plus. You need to look at this man. So you had your suit on from First Take.
I'm sweating.
During the break, I mean, you look so cozy.
It's that time, man. It's like hot chocolate and hot toddies and cider, apple cider.
You literally look like somebody that right now should be just on a couch, like with a hot chocolate, like big fuzzy blanket.
It's a snuggie.
Beagle, like just resting with you, snoring.
With some Uggs.
With some, oh man, you get the Uggs to finish it off. And you do, you have those Uggs too. You are all about cozy and comfort. We're all about Straight Talk Wireless, which has rolled out 5G coverage nationwide. And you can get a Samsung Galaxy A32 5G for only $299, no contract. All in America's best networks. Straight Talk Wireless, 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. Extra large, tall. Christmas is coming. I mean,
extra,
if you need
extra tall, some, extra tall.
No, extra large tall works.
Okay.
That's all. I'm not extra tall. 6'6 is an extra tall. Yeah. But definitely need an XLT in that. All right. Maybe like a gray for me, because if I get something that light colored, I'll spill something on it and it's useless. But man, it looks so comfortable.
It's actually blue in the inside.
Bart looks very cozy, everybody. That's why you need ESPN Plus, just to see Bart in his many different wardrobe changes throughout the show.
I just want a Bobo jersey.
I'm going to get, well, all right. Christmas is coming. Like I said, I got you, man. I know people. Make that happen. Just want to see it'd be funny if you were wearing a Bobo jersey.
Would you like the Knicks to trade for Bobo?
Just to make you happy? Yes. Just for you to be happy, I want the Knicks to trade for Bobo. Aside from that, I have no reason.
We can give up Noel. We can give up Noel for Bobo.
How about Mitchell Robinson?
No, we got Mitchell Robinson. Eventually, his
back. You see Mitchell Robinson blow? He blew through another sneaker. It's like four sneakers. He said he's tried everything. He's tried all different types, Jordans, everything. Every time he's blown through a sneaker. So he said, next thing I'm doing, I'm getting Timberlands. No.
Still tough.
That's something that's going to hold up.
Be jumping with that one leg up. Hey, like, you stand in front of these Timbs.
You
stand in front of these Timbs if you want to. I'll tell you what,
if I was Skechers, I would send him some.
you know who at night, real talk, like all the linemen that used to struggle with all these brands, and you know, I was a Nike guy and all the Adidas guys. At that time, Under Armour was in their infancy stage.
Yep.
And like they had the sole that twist? Mm. Like, yeah, probably not. Because people remember that Under Armour's from Maryland, right? The University of Maryland. So, like, with the Ravens, they tried to – a lot of their stuff was tested out on us first. Uh-huh. They had to click like, bro, hold up. So, you mean to tell me I don't have a sole? It twists. Like, it's two separate. So, one for the front, one –
Is that good for my plantar fascia?
Probably not. But the linemen loved New Balance.
New Balance. Like Kawhi.
Yeah, New Balance. So, Mitchell, try New Balance, man. New Balance. Listen, if you got more torque than Jonathan Ogden, at 6'9", 350, then God bless you. There's no help for you. You got to dispatch your shoes like football players do. But I tell you what, New Balances, man, because they have a wide plate and it's built for flat feet. You know, New Balance is all about running and walking and stuff like that. So, go try some of those, Holmes.
Yeah, he just needs to stop blowing through sneakers and stay on the damn court.
You welcome, Mitchell. You welcome.
All right, we'll see
Noel
where that
for Bobo. Let's do it.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. On what we saw last night between the Warriors and the Nets, from the Warriors' perspective, you saw vintage Steph Curry. You saw the Steph Curry that was dominating the league when they were a dynasty. And you see a Warriors team that looks like that dynasty could be back. And if that's the case, what does it mean for the rest of the NBA? What you also saw was Kevin Durant, who's the best player in the league, you could argue, leading scorer in the league, and the Nets, who were blown out on their home court. And then also their fans were basically dominated by Warriors fans or Steph Curry fans, whatever there was, in the building chanting MVP for Steph Curry. And when you have a superstar like KD, that is disrespectful. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's go around the country with this one. We got a lot of New Yorkers that want to talk about this, but I want to get Chris in Arizona first. Chris.
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call. It's interesting. It's interesting that, I'm a Bulls fan. So, I kind of predate. Yeah. Back from the day when Jordan was, running rush out over the league.
Oh, you're about to
And, I never had the money to go to games. I mean, I was a youngin', but at the time, I can recall some MVP chants, for Jordan in other arenas.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I'm not trying to compare Curry to Jordan, because according to Scottie Pippen, only Pippen.
It rarely happens, but when you were in opposing, like when your team sucks, then your building's going to be filled with fans who just want to see like a great player, so I want to go to that game. But when you have that's why this is different. I got people coming at me going, hey, Kobe got, what was that? Kobe got MVP chance at the Garden. Yeah, the Knicks were terrible. Yeah. He scored 61. The Knicks were bad. So, of course, the building was going to be up for grabs.
So, what's his name? Let me ask him a question.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, Chris.
Yeah, yeah. Perfect example. When the Bulls were going against, at that time, MVP Charles Barkley, did you chant MVP for Michael Jordan when he was in the building? Because that would be the ultimate
100%,
disrespect.
100%. And here's why. Wow. Because, and I think it's the same. It's the same for, listen to this. I think it's the same for Warriors fans. They travel really well, right? And and Phoenix is a transplant city. So, you're going to have a lot of fans from a lot of different places.
That's fair.
And for that game, and Han, you kind of touched on it a little bit. The game was up for grabs for a lot of people. Warriors fans are representing. Mm-hmm. And let's not forget, I mean, KD was off tonight. He was getting drubbed. The Nets were getting drubbed.
He
the fans
under 20
were sitting
points
there
for the first time. Couldn't make a shot in the third quarter.
Warriors were playing hot. Curry was lighting up the screen. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, the Warriors fans were ready to go. And I think the Nets fans were just asleep. And when that happens, that's going to happen in your arena. You got to give the fans something to cheer about. And the fans got to show up. So, there's
Detroit.
Implications.
You're right. Chris is right, though. Like,
I'm from Detroit.
The building's up for grabs.
Bro.
You got to drown out those chants with boos, though, or something.
Listen,
protect your guy. KD's sitting there hearing somebody else get MVP chants in his building.
Detroit and Chicago is 5-hour drive apart, 45-minute. If you would have did that, you would have got your ass kicked. If you would have been in Cobo Arena in the Palace,
it's a different time,
saying
man.
Michael Jordan MVP, Isaiah would have said he would have pointed up to the crowd,
finish him.
Wow.
Greg is in Brooklyn, in the heart of it. Greg, what happened?
All right, here's my take on it. I've been going to games for about 3 to 4 years now, season ticket holder. Okay. I gave up my tickets because of the COVID protocols or whatever. Mm-hmm. Now, when I first started going, I was like, before I got some cheese on my taco at Bartlett State, I was at the top. That's where all the real loyal fans are, if you really want to know the truth. Because then once I got to the bottom behind the basketball rim, that just watching the whole game, the dynamic became different. Like, you didn't have nobody to high five and different things like that because the passion is not the same on the lower bowl as it is up high. So yeah, I just feel like it's like, it was like, hello?
I got you.
Yeah, you said it there to be seen.
I said, yeah. I said, yeah, you're there to be seen in that lower bowl. Like, that, like you're not
right,
there to cheer.
So it's just like a fashion show. And then, like, when I, it was even a point in time where, you know, I'm kind of an intense fan. So I was talking to, I think it was like KD last year. And one of the security guards was like, yo, like, tone it down. So I feel like the security guard should have had telling the people that was closer, like, yo, tone it down. MVP chant, like, what's going on here? We're in Brooklyn. So I just feel like the passion is more up higher than it is on the lower bowl. Like, everybody's just there to be seen and different things like that. So I just feel like those people just, you know, overshadowed everyone else.
So are you,
that's my opinion.
Are you suggesting that the people that were chanting for the Warriors were in the upper bowl?
Lower bowl. No, he was
in the lower bowl. No, they were in the lower bowl.
Oh, that's great. Listen, when the security told you to tone it down a little bit, was it Kevin Durant's personal security?
No. No, it was a little short dude. I still remember his face.
What were you saying to him?
Like I said,
what were you saying to KD that made a security guard tell you?
I was just telling him, like, no, this is when they were hurt. Like, this is when they were hurt. So I was just like, you know, just come on, y'all. Let's get some, you know. And I think that's around the time we had Nwaba last year. So, you know, he's playing pretty good. Well, not last year, but right before his Achilles. Uh-huh. So, you know, like, I was there and I was just into it. And, like, security was like, yo, tone it down some. And I'm like, bro, like, I'm not doing nothing. I'm not saying nothing disrespectful. Right, yep. Yeah. Like, and like I said, I'm in the lower bowl now. But it just felt different because, like I said, in the upper bowl, there's guys you can high-five people. Well, what's up? You know, you might use a little bit of language, and then now you're in the lower bowl. You sit next to this dad and his 8-year-old kid. It's like, yeah, you know, let me tone it down, or let me just. It's not the same vibe.
So hopefully, you get your tickets back, man.
It's different vibe
because we need fans like you to protect us
from those
outrageous takes. People yelling MVP for Steph Curry.
Appreciate you. All right, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. More your calls because the question that will be answered in the next call. Ooh. Is Kevin Durant maybe regretting now his decision to go to Brooklyn?
Revisionist history.
There's a question to be asked. We will ask that as we get back to the calls next. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio. You have a read?
Yes.
You do?
Are we still on ZipRecruiter?
Yeah, ZipRecruiter. That's right.
If you're a business owner.
You being ready. Yeah. Hercules.
If you're a business owner, it can be tough to hire top talent for your team, especially when you're competing with the other businesses to find the right person. So how do you get the hiring edge? ZipRecruiter. Next Key marketing manager Erin Harji loves ZipRecruiter Invite to Apply. She says that my job postings get in front of the right people. I instantly get great candidates, and I can invite them to apply to my job. See for yourself. Just go to the exclusive website, ZipRecruiter.com/BART, to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/BART. Don't! Back after this, your calls.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21+ and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bart and Hahn.
Welcome back. Barton Hahn, ESPN Plus, ESPN Radio. Bart, I look at my daughter. She's 6 years old. And a couple of years ago, when she was a little one, like my kids, you know, my son watches hockey with me.
Yeah.
But aside from that, I can't get anybody to sit and watch sports with me. And I thought my youngest one, who loves to just cuddle on the couch, I'm going to make her a fan of the Jets. She's going to sit with me, and we're going to watch this team together on Sundays. And she was really into it. And I said, you know, it's like very similar. You and you're going to have your life on the same track as Sam Darnold as the quarterback of the Jets. And when you're older, you'll be like, man, remember when Sam was a rookie? I was a little kid, and it's going to be great. So I bought her a Sam Darnold jersey. And couple of weeks ago, she wanted to put on her jersey. And I said, well, he doesn't play for the Jets anymore. And she's six, and he doesn't play for the Jets anymore. It got me to thinking, and John and I were talking about this, John Winthrop, our producer. Buying a jersey is like an investment.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a gamble. You're kind of gambling on it having personal value. It's not going to have monetary value. But you're gambling that I'm going to buy this now, and in years from now, that investment will pay off because it'll be worth something to me.
Yeah.
There are teams that you can't do that with. There's positions you can't do it. And if you look at basketball, the NBA is the one sport you almost don't want to buy a jersey.
Yeah.
Because guys move around so much. What is a jersey in the NFL that you could say is safe to buy? Patrick Mahomes?
In NFL?
Yeah.
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes.
Josh Allen?
Yeah. Lamar Jackson.
Deshaun Watson seemed like a pretty safe one to buy. You know how fast that changes, right?
Yeah. I mean, the quarterback position is most volatile. I mean, that Baker Mayfield jersey may be regrettable. I mean, Russell Wilson was there for a long time. Even the Tom Brady, late, depending on when you bought it, it's like, oh.
Yeah, that Brady jersey, if you bought it late.
It's a throwback. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Justin Tucker.
Justin Tucker. That might be the safest one in all the NFL. That one ain't going nowhere.
Nowhere, right? But it's funny. But you really, it's hard to predict what jersey. So we got Mahomes. Of a young player.
Yeah.
But if you're like, are you really, after the Sam Darnold.
Even the Lawrence and Zach
experience,
Wilson.
How can I possibly buy a Zach Wilson jersey?
Yeah.
How? How can I possibly buy that right now?
You can always put it next to your Mark Sanchez jersey, your Geno Smith jersey, your Sam Darnold jersey, right?
I'm telling you.
Every 3 years.
To me, the smartest jersey to buy, if you love a team.
Yeah.
Is whoever their Hall of Famer is.
Yeah.
Because that'll never it.
Well, that Matt Ryan jersey is aged pretty well.
Oh, that's pretty good.
The Eli Manning, like,
all right, how is even Eli, the Peyton Manning. Wait. How is the Eli Manning jersey in 06?
Ooh.
How are you feeling about it 2 years in?
Yeah.
They weren't feeling great.
Yeah.
Right? I'm not.
So out of the rookies.
But then
this
next year, all right, this is good. This one's golden now.
Out of this rookie class, who's the safest jersey to buy?
Mac Jones.
You think? Because I think Mac Jones might start feeling himself, and if he plays well, he'll be on the market. And somebody in 4 years, Bill might say, you're okay.
Trevor Lawrence? Justin Fields? Right?
I'm going Slater from the – he'll be the left tackle for Herbert.
Who
for
buys a jersey of an offensive lineman? I mean, really. No offense. I love offensive linemen. They're great. They're great guys. But
it's the safest thing.
It might be.
They're there for 10 to 15 years. They'll never let – who hits the markets more, quarterbacks or left tackles?
Yeah, it is incredible. It is your investment wisely. Yes, invest wisely in purchasing jerseys of players, especially in the NBA. They move so much. The Steph Curry jersey, that's a good investment. But even early in his career, their fans wanted Monte Ellis. They wanted to trade Steph Curry. So, but it worked out if you bought that jersey. But it is
Dame Lillard jersey, holding on to it. He say he ain't go nowhere.
Boy, I'll tell you what. If you said to me, I'll make you a Knicks Dame Lillard jersey, I'll sell it to you for half price. Would you buy it?
I would. Projecting.
You know what I mean?
Like
I'm
gonna
speak it into existence.
He has to. At some point, listen, the most loyal people, like you said, like people talk about Kevin Durant, I mean Kevin Garnett, how loyal he was and how they had
to force him out of Minnesota.
The general manager's like, man, listen, We about to rebuild. You don't need to go through that. You're a great player.
Neil's going through some stuff right now in Portland. So Neil O'Shea, like, he's going through some stuff. So that organization, that they're gonna have to reach that moment too to figure out what are they and what do they want to do going forward. And maybe, just maybe, there's a point where they go to him and say,
we need to cash this chip in.
Yeah, we're turning this thing over. You're not getting any younger. This is the time to do it.
He's like 32, right?
If you're him, that's what you want. I don't want the legacy of I want it out.
Say they traded you.
You have to
become the villain.
Yes.
Like, become the villain for him.
Right.
Because he won't do it himself.
And make him say, I'll do this for the organization. If I can get you guys some draft picks and help you rebuild, that's my gift back to you. Let's do it.
We need to see Dame on a big stage because Utah is better. Built for the future with Donovan Mitchell. Yeah,
bring that kid,
right?
Bring that.
You think
dude
about
to New
you
York,
think about on. You think about the Nuggets, man, with Bobo and what that's going to bring for the future of their organization.
Why do you keep Bobo is not the future of the Denver Nuggets. They have an MVP on their team.
Yes, and now the MVP.
He's the future.
Not an MVP. Now they let Bobo play power forward, and they put Gordon at small forward.
You're so obsessed.
He's a stretch
ESPN
forward.
Radio presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Insurance is proud to support veterans with its annual Keys to Progress vehicle giveaway program, now celebrating 9 years of donating vehicles, helping veterans in need. Learn more at keystoprogress.com. We got a couple of calls here to get to that I'm told are very, very good. We start with Juan in New Jersey. Juan.
Hey, what's up, guys? Love the show, you know. I just want to go back to talking about Kevin Durant.
Yep.
And, you know, I wonder if he regrets not going to the Knicks because – honestly, like, I don't think that would have ever happened at the Garden. And that's just, like, it's embarrassing to just hear that, you know, like, he should have been a Knick. And I feel like, you know, he kind of regrets it.
Maybe it's the basketball gods telling him.
I was heard the deal was done. You know, I heard the deal was done. And Kyrie said, we going to New Jersey. Wait, we going to Brooklyn.
Let me take Don in New Jersey. Don, how we feeling?
Hey, not so great, man. Listening to that chant, MVP in our building, that was disrespectful, man. I mean, Durant must have felt like Drago fighting Rocky in Rocky IV when he was whooping his butt.
If I can change,
started chanting,
the Jews can change
for Rocky.
We all can change.
Fight for me. I fight for me.
I swear to bring y'all.
Guys.
That is a great reference, Don. It's so true.
It's so appropriate, too.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine? Yeah. Right. That's exactly what it was.
Mother Russia.
Right? Looking up at the premiere, I fight for me! Right? That is so true. Could you imagine KD's looking at the crowd, like looking at them like, is this what we're doing?
He's looking at Steph like he's like a piece of iron.
Wow. A lot to talk about with this moment last night. Are the Nets no longer finals favorites? We'll discuss more next.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.